Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Street Fighter 2 for Game Boy podcast. The Street Fighter 2 for Game Boy podcast. I am your host, Frank. I love Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. It's actually my favorite game of all time, and I'm so very excited to share with you this podcast that we're doing right now. Please know that this is probably the only game we're going to talk about, even though other people will jump in and be guest hosts on the podcast as well and guest features as well and talk about other games. So we're not gaming agnostic. It's just talking about games and other things in general that may come up. So once again, I thank you for just listening to this podcast and taking your time out just to hear my boring voice drone on and wax poetic about this favorite game that I like just so very much. So I just want to just first say thank you. And so just a little bit about myself. I'm not really a descriptive person when it comes to myself, but I am a Christian. I love God. I'm married to an awesome wife. At the time of this recording, we're about to be 7 years in. I'm about to have my first child as well with my beautiful wife, and just trying to balance that in life and also balancing gameplay and time, which I really don't have a chance to do. But when I do, I only play Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. How it came about was, when I was younger, I would skip school and go to the arcades. The TLDR version is that I would just skip school, go to arcades, play Street Fighter cabinets, but always wanted to practice at home because I couldn't really afford the systems when I was younger. And then when I started paying all my money for systems, I started getting better at it. After my brother kept beating me badly in Street Fighter, then I just wanted something portable. So that's where this version came in. Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy is not really the best or the most exact version of the arcade. But to me, there's just a lot of features in it, and it's just feature heavy, even for a 4-bit game. I'm really averse to not, how should I say, I want to value what we have, you know, instead of moving on, because I notice a lot of people will go to different things and go to different games or just move on immediately without paying homage, basically, to the first and what actually has came before as well. So even though everyone's in 2018, yes, I'm still stuck on the game that came out in 1994 for a black and white system. I'll try my best during this podcast to not really throw too many nerd adages at you, even though I am a nerd myself and I am proud of it. But just to give you just practical things about the game, what it's entitled, what's entailed, some background information as well. Just to give you a lot of different things and different perspectives as well, why it has all these features and why someone in the year of our Lord 2018 would actually create a podcast for a game that's actually older than most young kids that are able to operate cellular devices and phones as well. So I'm very excited to come to you with this. This is just an introduction podcast, even though this is episode one. So I'm going to cram in some other things as well within the next episode. So very excited because we do have a couple of seasons lined up. We have various things to talk about. If you please feel free to email me if you are a fan of the game. My email address is clementspocketgames@gmail.com. Once again, that's Clements with a S, pocketgames@gmail.com. If you are a fan or if you just want to vent and crap on my game as well, I'll take those emails too, but I think that you're a horrible person inside. So obviously, since the podcast is Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast, it's just a teeny tiny bit of biasness within it. So please feel free to voice any opinions, good or bad, but know that I am obviously biased given the title of the podcast as well. Once again, I'll just wrap this up. Just to be short, we're going to try to have a little bit extended podcast, a little longer, not too lengthy, something that you can just listen to, peruse, and also wonder why, you know, a person would again make a podcast about his favorite game that's more than 20 years ago. But tomato potato, but I truly thank you. Even if you like the game, you don't like the game, you like the podcast, you don't like the podcast, just listen to it. It really means a lot. I'm not about subscribers, numbers, none of that jazz. It's just a project, passion project, whatever the euphemism is called. I don't really feel like going to the semantics today. It's usually a Saturday, so my IQ is lower and I'm not thinking of anything. I'm just very, very excited, though. Please acknowledge this enthusiasm for this game and for the multiple episodes that we have that talks in depth about it. So I'll have more of a structure within these episodes going forward, so please know that. So for the rest of the episodes, it's going to be, right now we have a couple of seasons. There's going to be 9 episodes per season. So this is the first season and this is the first episode. So a couple of things within the second episode will be truncated together to give you more of an idea as to what's going on within it as well. So please be excited for that. I don't have a specific timetable in which episodes will be produced. However, that the episodes will be coming and it will be more structured than this one. One or two may have a few free-flowing ideas, talking about various things other than the game itself or comparison to certain games. But I'm just very excited. Again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. God bless you for listening and making me a part of a morning or afternoon or evening. If you're listening to this late night, I hope that you're playing a video game or something, or at least reading a book. But I am definitely encouraged just by you listening to this podcast as well. I'm very excited just to share with you the journey of one man and one very retro video game. And I get the comments as well about playing an updated game, but again, it's a project passion of a project or whatever the euphemism is called. I don't care about it right now, but I am so grateful that you chose to listen to it. And please stay tuned, even though I don't like the euphemism, stay tuned, but that's another thing as well. But please keep focus with the seasons that I'm going to produce, the episodes, I should say, within the seasons. But I'm going to go. So thank you. Be blessed.